Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode number 12 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. It is our weekly catch-up on Bridgeport Indians athletics. Coming up on this edition of Tribe Talk, very special edition, we're going to talk with a first-time individual golf state champion in Bridgeport High School football history. Audrey Kerr will join us on Tribe Talk in just a moment. She just wrapped up a WVSSAC Invitational State Championship in golf a couple of weeks ago, and golf season in full swing. Actually, they're on the back end of their season as Big Ten and postseason coming up here in just a couple of weeks for them. Of course, all of the sports in swing at Bridgeport High School. In our final segment, I'll get you up to date on what you might have missed this past week in Bridgeport Indians athletics. But proud to be joined and pleased to be joined by Audrey Kerr, member of the Bridgeport girls golf team and girls basketball team at Bridgeport High School, who again is a state champion. Audrey, congratulations. What a wonderful opportunity for you for the SSAC individual championship, and what a great experience, I'm sure, to win one.
I was pretty much aware that I was going to be playing it all year, and that's one of the things that I look forward to and that I practice for throughout the year. I always try and prepare for that because I want to go and compete, so I think it's great experience. It's a great opportunity, and I love playing in it.
Mentally, how did you prepare differently since this was more of an individual type thing than a team thing?
Yeah, when I prepare for a team, it's more of I have to play with my team. We all got to do good. We all got to do our part. I got to carry myself and make sure I'm carrying my weight. But for the individual, you know, it's kind of all on you. So you got to think about it differently and just prepare to play your game and put it all out on the line, especially for a tournament like that.
Well, just that. Had you played that course before?
Yes. We went up about a week prior to play a practice round with my teammate, McKenna Knott.
Did you feel more comfortable because you'd been on the course and you know, had already seen the layout a little bit?
Yeah, I felt more prepared. I mean, it always is helpful to see the golf course before you play it. So when I got out there, I definitely was more confident where I was going to hit it. And I was ready to be ready to compete, ready to get out there.
So how did it feel when you started? Kind of take me through the round. Take me through that day.
Well, I started out pretty good. So, you know, a good start is always a positive sign. And I just kept going, just kept trying to play the best ball I could on every shot. And things were going that way. So I just, you know, tried to keep a positive mindset, tried to keep going. You always have in the back of your mind that you're, you know, oh, I'm playing good, got to keep it going. But you really can't think about the end score. You just got to play it hole by hole. And that's what I tried to do. I tried not to get in my head too much and just tried to focus on shot by shot.
All right. So when you get towards the end, take me through that. Were you aware where you were in terms of the leaderboard and what you needed to do in the final holes?
Yeah, so there was about an hour wait in between the front nine and the back nine. So there were a lot of girls that were waiting around. So I was aware that I was in that top percentage there, but I, coming down the back stretch, I knew it would be close because I was playing well, but I wasn't sure just how close it was. So, you know, I really had to focus, had to keep my mind straight, just focus on that last hole, and I think I definitely did well on that last hole.
That last hole and just the way it laid out, and you know, there was some a little bit of dramatics there, and I guess that's kind of what you want to win a state championship.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So that hole it's pretty much a straightforward hole. It's a par five, and your first shot, you hit it down there, a driver. Some people might have hit hybrid to lay up. But there's a creek down there, I'd say 240, 250 yards out. So the second shot is over that creek. Usually you would have to hit a third because, like I said, it's a par five. But I was able to get to the green in two, and I put it really close, about 6 feet for an eagle putt.
So how did that feel on the putt when the putt went in?
Oh, I was definitely, my heart was beating. I was very nervous because, you know, it's a big putt, eagle on the last hole. And when it went in, I mean, just a sigh of relief, really. My whole body was like, oh, okay, we did this. And is exciting.
Yeah, and you know what's kind of unique about this is you win a state championship kind of in the middle of your season, which, you know, doesn't typically happen in other sports. So you can celebrate it, but then you got to refocus and kind of start again, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, it's difficult to do after everyone started finding out what had happened, that there was a state in the middle of the season. I kept getting all kinds of questions, you know, stuff like, oh, is your season over? Wait, but I thought you had a match today, that kind of stuff. So you just kind of got to, keep the same mentality, kind of got to get back in that team mentality, like you said earlier. And now we're just, the guys and me are trying to get to Big Ten and regionals after that, hopefully get to the end of the year state tournament.
Yeah, so not only do you win a state championship, but McKenna played extremely well that day as well.
Yeah, she did. We're extremely proud of her. It was awesome to have two Bridgeport girls in the top five, especially because there were only two of us there. It was really special, especially because me and her are close. So, you know, getting to see her succeed and her getting to see me succeed, it was a great moment.
How has basketball helped you prepare for golf and vice versa?
I mean, it has, you know, the whole team aspect has been helpful in both. It's a little bit different of a mindset, but it definitely prepares me. You know, I got to focus on myself and focus on the team and do the best that I can to make sure that I'm pulling my weight and that we are successful in the end.
Yeah, what's interesting, when you play two sports or three sports, you know, as many as time allows in high school, which is a great thing to play multiple sports, you only have so much time in a year, though. So how do you balance that time of, you know, playing golf and making sure that you feel like you're where you need to be when that season comes around, but also, you know, not neglecting the work you need to do in basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tricky, especially with school and everything. In the summer, I you know, I'm free. I don't have any school, so I try and get in as much practice time as I can, as many tournaments to prepare myself. During basketball, it's a little bit too cold to play golf anyway, so it keeps me active, keeps me seeing all my friends, so I love to do that. During those seasons, though, you just have to really use a lot of time management to make sure you're getting your schoolwork and getting in the amount of practice time you need and all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations. It's terrific. You may know the history of it, but I'm not sure that we've ever had a girls golfer win the state championship. Is that correct?
I believe so. I haven't heard of another one, but I might be incorrect.
Yeah, I hadn't heard one of either. So that's a terrific accomplishment. I know that your parents, and particularly your dad, who's your coach, which, you know, I wanted to ask you about that, being coached by your dad. That's another, you know, kind of unique situation that not many players have the privilege and or should I say the pressure of being coached by their father. So, you know, talk about that special opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit of privilege and pressure. You know, he gets to see me play throughout the year. He, especially when he's coaching me throughout the season, he already knows kind of my swing. He knows my yardages, all those things, how my mentality is. So he can really coach me through it. It's a little bit of pressure. You know, most girls don't have their dad with them on every hole, but I did. So, you know, it's a little bit of pressure, but we like it, and I'm extremely grateful that he's my coach. You know, not many people want to step up and be the high school golf team's coach, so I'm definitely very glad that he did it, and yeah, we have a good time out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations. It's terrific. State champion, something that obviously you'll cherish the rest of your life and you'll always have. So great job that day, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Audrey Kerr, Bridgeport Indian, state champion in girls golf. Stay right there. When we come back, we'll get you up to date on the other sports on campus. Tribe Talk, the podcast, episode number 12, is brought to you by Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Clarksburg.
Jeep lovers love Jeeps, and we love Jeep lovers here at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Clarksburg, West by God, Virginia.
Make this the summer of Jeep with no payments for 90 days. Low 2.9% financing for 72 or 84 months on the Wrangler 4xe and Grand Cherokee 4xe.
Shop 24/7 at BlackBearCDJR.com or come in today to the all-new Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
All right, welcome back. Let's get you up to date. Football, of course, moved their record to 2-0 with a 49-0 win over Morgantown. The varsity football team will host East Fairmont coming up on Friday night at Wayne Jamison Field. JV also played their first game of the season this past week as the Bridgeport Indians defeated the Morgantown High Mohegans to complete the weekend sweep of Morgantown as the Indians pick up an impressive victory at Wayne Jamison Field as the JV wins 47-19. The Bridgeport Junior Varsity team has not lost a game since 2019. On that same night, the Bridgeport freshman football team also picked up a win. They went down to Lewis County and played the Minutemen JV team and won by the final of 41-22. So the freshman team also stays unbeaten on the early season. Bridgeport volleyball team continued their hot start, 12-3-1 on the season, as Allie Burton's ball club picked up some victories over the weekend over some big schools, as Bridgeport was able to knock off Winfield, Hampshire 2-0, George Washington 2-0, and Martinsburg 2-0 before falling University 2-0. That was in the Philip Barber tournament. Volleyball is back in action, taking on Robert C. Byrd coming up on Thursday, along with East Fairmont, a tri-match before the BHS Invitational, which will take place on Saturday at Bridgeport High School. Girls soccer team lost for the first time this season since we were last together, a 3-0 loss at Wheeling Park on Saturday. That was after a 10-0 win over Liberty and a 6-0 win over Fairmont Senior last week. So the Indians 3-1 on the young season. They are back in action on Tuesday at Robert C. Byrd and then on Saturday against Preston. Boys soccer team now 1-3-3 on the year following a 3-2 home loss to Beckley Woodrow Wilson on Saturday. The JV team did pick up a victory and a 1-1 tie with Fairmont Senior back on Thursday. They're also facing Byrd on Tuesday and Preston coming up on Saturday. And cross country competed at the Butler PA Invitational on Saturday. And as of the recording of Tribe Talk this week, still no results from the cross country meet this past Saturday. All right, thanks for joining us for Tribe Talk, the podcast. Join us every week. We release a new episode right here at BridgeportIndians.com. I'm Travis Jones. Thanks for listening to Tribe Talk, the podcast, brought to you by Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Black Bear in Clarksburg.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.